What would you prefer, to live a good life or to live a better one? Our goal should always be to live better lives, not just good ones. The problem is that living a good life becomes an obstacle to living a better one. And while we should never settle for bad lives, we should also never settle for good lives. Why? Because there's always something better. There are better relationships, better finances, better health, and so many other things that are awaiting you. And I say awaiting you because better already exists. Better has already been prepared for you. And this is the question. Are you preparing for something better? The author of the book of Hebrews reminds us that the people of Israel were promised something better, but they never reached it. We'll look at Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to come short of it. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. Many times we are waiting on God for something better, when in reality, it is God who is waiting on us. God has already prepared something better for us, but again, are we preparing for something better? Prior to God leading the people of Israel out of slavery, he first prepared a better place for them. We call it the Promised Land. The problem was that they did not prepare to enter that better place. They thought God's promises were too good to be true. They did not believe that they would ever own a land of their own, much less a prosperous land. They believed that they would remain stuck in the desert and die there because they did not believe God. They did not prepare for something better. The first step towards living a better life is to believe God has something better for you. God, throughout the prophet Jeremiah, said, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." It is not enough to know that God wants something better for you. You must believe it too. Knowing requires the assimilation of information. Believing requires the appropriate response to said information. Knowing what the Bible says is not enough. You have to believe and walk in faith towards the promise of a better future. This year, God is leading us to better. This year, God is leading you to better. Don't miss out. Instead, get involved and be a part of what God is doing in your local church. Do not settle for anything less than something better.